This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. What may be the best stretch of classical music in a long time for Northwest Arkansas begins later this month. At Walton Arts Center alone is a 10-week period that will include performances by Jubilant Sykes and Alan Chow, the Vienna Boys Choir, and Joshua Bell. And as Peter Lane, the CEO and president of Walton Arts Center, points out, the winter concerts begin on the 23rd with members of the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin on stage in Fayetteville.
A group actually I've never heard live, and I've always wanted to, the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin, which is the great principal players of this, probably our world's greatest orchestra, all playing together and going out. And they've been playing for 20 years, and I've never heard them live, but I think it's going to be spectacular.
And that's on the 23rd.
And they, what's really fun about them is they're hitting all of the major repertoire. I believe they're doing Shostakovich, a little Beethoven, and closing with some Debussy. But when you have sort of the first desk chair players of the world's greatest orchestra playing together, and they've been playing for so long, and you look at that orchestra and you realize, you know, when they all play together, it is a sound that is truly unique. It's going to be special.
You've used this term twice, a world's greatest orchestra.
I mean, people will argue that whether the Vienna Philharmonic or the Berlin Philharmonic is, it depends on what kind of sound you like. But I think Berlin has a reputation for being truly one of the world's, certainly the top five. But, you know, it depends on what your interest is and what your sound preferences are. I think Berlin has a reputation in a different way that Vienna does. And either one I'll take any day.
And they'll be there on Dixon Street.
That's right.
And then Joshua Bell. Word world class.
Yeah, I also would say he's a superstar. I mean, one of the things about Josh Bell is he sort of transforms all of the artists. There's Lang Lang out there, Itzhak Perlman, but I think Josh Bell is truly an American superstar. He's done some very unique programs and, you know, Oscar awards, Grammy awards, but he's the kind of guy who says, I'll go down and play in the subway and see if anybody notices me, and he'll watch kids look at him and say, yeah, I am touching people at all ages and all life. And he's not only a very smart guy, he's a young guy, but he's a tremendous talent, and he's going to be a great spokesman for his instrument and classical music for the next, I hope, another 20 years.
When someone like Joshua Bell comes to a venue, do they do a sound check?
They do always do a sound check. Okay. They come out and try the hall for a few minutes. But for them, they're so used to playing in any place, whether it is a subway or Carnegie Hall. It's less about that. It's about how do I make that connection with the audience. And I think that's what we're at the Walton Arts Center so interested in. You know, our job is marrying artists with audiences. And so when we look at the kind of artists that are coming, my hope is that people can come and truly feel that they can connect with the artist. And so, yeah, he'll do a sound check. My hope is that it'll really be a gut check for all of us and really be an opportunity for us to connect in a way. And I think part of these programs are designed that way. As you mentioned, Philharmonia Quartet Berlin is part of our 10x10 series. So there's a lot of activities that come in advance of that. You can come early. As we do the program, we talk about it. So it's really an approachable way to see the
You'll be talking to some of the musicians from Berlin, right?
I think I'm slated to do the pre-concert talk on that. And I don't speak German, so I'm hopeful that they do speak English.
There is another concert this year, Jubilant Sykes and Alan Chow, two names that are familiar to people who've been in Northwest Arkansas for some time. I saw Jubilant Sykes at Walton Arts Center the first year or so it was open. Mm. And he produced a spontaneous standing ovation in the middle of the concert. You don't see that often. You know, we do have the, if someone has given us a great performance, we give the standing ovation. This was one that just happened. And it was goosebumps.
And I think it's so interesting, Kyle, that you say that because, again, all of these artists have one thread in common. They're all world-class artists, but they all have stage presence, and they all have the ability to communicate that art form in a way. And that's, I think, a piece that is so important for a community like in which we live because, it's about connecting. And so if Jubilant can create that energy, and it's that momentum or whatever that is, that intangible, and so can Josh Bell, that's what makes it exciting. When people walk in the hall and there's a sense of expectation, and I know that for all these programs, these are the kinds of artists that create that, which takes the music to yet another level. And that's what I look for. That's what gets me excited every day about these kinds of programs and these kinds of artists.
We've talked about people who are visiting, people who are from around the world. There's also music that you can hear in Walton Arts Center that comes from here, from Northwest Arkansas.
Well, SONA is this. Walton Arts Center has spent a lot of time over the last year helping to get a fully professional orchestra for our community and our region. And the result is the rebirth of an orchestra now called SONA. And it had a couple of premises. One, let's find the best music director from around the country to come and join our team here. And two, let's get the best musicians. And so starting from scratch, having erased all their past, it's a new beginning. And so Paul has been selected. Here's a young guy who's interested in rebuilding and building an orchestra that will be our own, that'll be Northwest Arkansas's own orchestra. He won't live here full time, but he will be in this community and a presence and create an ensemble that will be made up of our community and our region. As an arts institution like the Walton Arts Center, whether it's Theater Squared or SONA, we have a mission to try to help these organizations get to the next level of their artistic success. And I am so excited because I've heard about Paul for years. I've seen him actually work at Carnegie. He is a tremendous talent, but his ability to connect with people and to connect with his community, I think, is one of the reasons he was a hands-down pick by the SONA executives. And number two, I think he has the ability to inspire musicians at all at the professional level. And so to have that emanate right here, I think is very, very exciting. And the Walton Arts Center is really excited about this partnership with SONA.
And people will be able to see and hear SONA in 2011.
Yes, this will be a sort of their debut concert is March 17th, and then they're planning a series of concerts starting next fall that'll go through the all next year and right here at the Walton Arts Center.
And then there is a festival orchestra that's going to be created.
Yeah, our new project, the Artisphere Festival.
Because you need a new project.
Well, you know, the thing about Artisphere Festival Orchestra is the Artisphere Festival, I should say, was a regional approach to how do we make art accessible for the entire region. 60 events, 80% of them were completely free. We added the Artisphere Festival Orchestra this year, and we did it because we had the opportunity to work with this amazing conductor, Corrado Riveras. Corrado is an emerging international talent. He has orchestras in Europe. He's conducted all over America in the major opera festivals. He's got an opera pedigree, if you will. He was at La Scala for 10 years in Milan under the great Riccardo Muti. But he has been looking for an American place to hang his hat, and through many contacts, we became aware of his interest in creating something new. So the Artisphere Festival Orchestra, which he will be music director of, he is choosing young professionals from all over the country, and 80 musicians will come to Northwest Arkansas and live in this community for 10 days and create these amazing concerts. They'll be in residence, they'll play chamber music, they'll engage in the schools. But it's at a world-class level, and it's our own. We get to create this right here. And Corrado is so interested, as part of Artisphere, the festival focused on art, nature, and sustainability, what he has done is said, what composers have inspired me and have inspired all of us to live more sustainable lives or grounded in nature? So two programs, one an American program, one an Italian program. We thought that would be kind of a great start with this Corrado, who is a wonderful Italian-American. He's actually Italian but lives in America. So this orchestra will be doing two concerts with Corrado. And then a third, we've revived the Fulbright Piano Competition with Yura Margolis. And the three finalists will be featured playing concerto on the third program with a great conductor who conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra, a fellow by the name of David Hayes. And we'll feature those three soloists as in the finals. And so, 10 days with three concerts, again, approachable prices, a way to create this genre of music in a way that I think will be just extremely, extremely exciting.
When you're the CEO of an art center, can you just listen? Can you be able to be taken away? Or are you thinking, okay, we've got to get that tomorrow. We've got to...
That's a very good question. I recall a moment when my wife and I were at the opening of the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia, and it was Yo-Yo Ma, Itzhak Perlman, and Manny Ax, and playing Beethoven Triple, and Yo-Yo Ma went back, and he was playing so elegantly, and he fell off the platform. And the first thing I do in the seventh row is I stand up. And my wife looks at me, and she says, Peter, this is not your show. Sit down. And that's part of our challenge. I live and breathe music my whole life. But I do manage at the Walton Arts Center to sit down and do listen to some of these great artists, because it's a treasure. It's a treasure for all of us. And it's a treasure for me, having the opportunity to see all these wonderful, diverse products come through the Walton Arts Center, but to be able to sit down and hear some of these things. There's nothing more gratifying than to be able to conceive of a program, actually make it happen, and then be able to watch and feel the energy and excitement that all of us feel when we're at a performing arts performance.
Peter Lane is the CEO and president of Walton Arts Center. You can find more information about the concerts and artists we talked about at waltonartscenter.org. This is Ozarks at Large.